Mesachet Bav Metzia Perek Gimel Mishni Yudalot Hamaskin Mos Eitzel Shulchani. Somebody who deposits money by a money changer for the money changer to watch for in Thrurin Lo Yishtamish Behem. If he deposits the money wrapped and sealed, the Shulchani is not allowed to use the money. And since he wrapped it and sealed it before he gave it to the Shulchani, it is quite obvious he does not want the Shulchani to use the money. Lefichach im avdu eino chayev b'acharisa. Therefore, if the money gets lost while the Shulchani is guarding the money, the Shulchani is not responsible to pay back, as he is merely a shomer chinam. He is guarding it without receiving compensation, and therefore he is patur from gneva or avin. Mutarin yishtamish behem. But if he deposits the money unsealed, even if they are wrapped up, the Shulchani is allowed to use them. Even though he wrapped it up before he gave it to the Shulchani, since a person knows that a Shulchani is in constant need of money and he didn't feel it before he gave it to the Shulchani, so it is clear he doesn't mind if the Shulchani uses the money. Lefichach im avdu chayev b'acher yusam. Therefore, since he is allowed to use the money, if the money gets lost while he is guarding it, he is chayev and he has to pay back, as he is chayev ba'oinsin like a shoyel, since he has the right to use the money. And even if the money gets lost before he uses the money, he is still chayev in gneva or aveda like a shomer son. Eitzel balabayit bein thrurin ubein mutarin lo yishtamish behen. If somebody deposits money by a balabayit, by a regular person who is not a shulchani to watch for him, whether he wraps it up or even if he doesn't wrap it up before he gives it to the balabayit is not allowed to use them, as since a person knows that a balabayit isn't in constant need of money, so he didn't bother to wrap it up before he gave it to him, but still he does not want the balabayit to use the money. Lefichach im avdu eino chayev b'acharisam. Since the balabayit has no right to use the money, if the money gets lost while the balabayit is guarding it, the balabayit is not responsible. He doesn't have to pay back. He has a din of a shomer chinam who is patur from gneva or aveda. But of course, he has to watch it as good as the shomer chinam has to, which is that he has to put it in the ground. We saw in the previous Mishnah that the only way to properly guard money is by putting it in the ground. If he fails to put it in the ground, even a shomer chinam would be chayv. Chen b'ni kebal abayis divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chen b'ni kashulchan. If somebody deposits money by a merchant to guard for him, he had the same din as a bal abayis, according to Rabbi Meir. A chen b'ni does not need money as much as a shulchani does, so therefore he didn't bother wrapping it up before he gave it to the chemini, but still he doesn't want the chemini to use it. That is Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a chemini has the same din as a shulchani, even though a chemini isn't in constant need of money like a shulchani is, since a chemini does at times need money, so he should have wrapped it up before he gave it to him. Since he didn't wrap it up before he gave it to him, so it is clear he doesn't mind if the chemini uses the money, and therefore the chemini is allowed to use the money, and if it gets lost, the chemini would be chayv. Meseches b'metziah perikimo mishnah yudbeis hashaleach yad b'pikadon. Somebody who uses a pikadon without permission, somebody who is guarding something and he goes ahead and uses it, he has a din of a goslin, and if anything happened to the pikadon afterwards, he would be chayv even ba'onsin. Beishami oimrim yokeh b'chaser u'b'yeser. Beishami says the person who is shaleach bo'yad is penalized if it diminishes or if there's a surplus. The case would be, for example, if somebody gave him sheep to watch, and at the time he was watching it, it had a lot of wool, and after he was shaleach bo'yad and became a goslin, the wool was clipped, and now it is chaser, it has diminished, he has to pay the amount that the sheep was worth with the wool. Or if the opposite happened, that it was given to him without wool, and then he was shaleach bo'yad, and after he was shaleach bo'yad, it grew a lot of wool, he has to pay the extra amount that it is worth afterwards with all the wool. Ubeit Hillel oimrim kishas hoitzo. Beit Hillel argues, Beit Hillel says he has to pay the amount it was worth at the time he was motziyeh mirshus balim, meaning at the time he was shaleach bo'yad and became a goslin, that is considered a hotsa mirshus balim. He is taken out of the mirshus balim by stealing it. Well, however much it was worth at that time, that is how much he has to pay. Rabbi Akiva Aymer Kisaka Tfiyah. Rabbi Akiva said he has to pay the amount it is worth at the time there is a tfiyah, at the time that there is a claim against him and they go to Beis Din, however much it is worth at that time, that is how much he has to pay. HaChoshev Lishloach Yad Bapikara. Somebody who intends to be Shaleach Yad in a Bikara, he said in front of Adam that I intend to use this Bikara for my own needs. Beishami Oimrim Chayev. Beishami says, from that point, he is chayev ba'onsin, even though he didn't actually use the bikaron yet. Since he intends to do so, he is now chayev in onsin ubeis hilo oimrim eno chayev. Beis Hillel says he is not yet chayev ba'onsin ad sheyishlach bo yad, until he actually goes ahead and uses it. Shenemar im lo shalach yado b'meleches re'eu. As the pasuk says, if he does not use what his friend gave him, he is not chayev. Even if he tends to use it, since he didn't use it yet, he is Pater Ba'inson. Ketzad. What would be a case of Shlichas Yad? Hita et a Chavis benato Hemena Revius. Somebody who leaned over a Chavis to take from it a Revius, a small amount of wine, Benishbra, and then afterwards it broke. Eno Mishalim Ela Revius. He only has to pay the amount of that Revius. And since he only took Revius, he is only Shaleach Yad in that Revius, and only in that Revius is he Chayev Ba'onsin. And even though he leaned over the Chavis, that is not a Kinyan of the whole Chavis. A person is only Chayev B'Shlichas Yad when he makes a Kinyan, and here he doesn't have a Kinyan on the Chavis, only on the Revius. He Gbiha V'Nato Hemeno Revius B'Nishpura Mishalem D'mei Kula. But if he picks up the Chavis in order to take from it a Revius, and afterward the Chavis broke, even Ba'onis, he has to pay for the whole Chavis. And since he picked up the Chavis al-Dach to take out a Revius, this is a Shlichas Yad on the whole Chavis, even though he only wanted to take a Revius, but since he picked it up to take that Revius, that is a Shlichas Yad in the whole Chavis, and he is Chayev Ba'onsin on the whole Chavis.